The Word of God is the foundation for successful living. Get the Word of God in you and be transformed by the power-packed teaching from the Senior Pastor, Faith Tabernacle, Ota, Dr. David Oyedepo.
Blessed be your name, Jesus. We lift you up on high. Thank you, Father. Take all the glory. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. Lord, in this month of wisdom, grant to every one of us to assess the next level in our wisdom work with you. Let it be, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. It was Abraham Lincoln that said, "I don't think much of a man who is not wiser today than he was yesterday." So we are not talking to people who are not wise. We are talking to people who can be wiser. Can I hear your amen? When we teach prosperity, we are not teaching the poor. We are teaching the rich who can be richer. When we are teaching divine healing, we are not teaching the sick only. We are teaching the healthy who can be healthier. Can I hear your amen? And is there anyone here who cannot be wiser? Is there anyone like that? Oh, the depth both of the knowledge and the wisdom of God. How unsearchable, unfinishable is his course of wisdom, and his ways are past finding out. That means we keep finding and finding and finding until the journey is over. He said, "A wise man shall hear and increase in learning." Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. So, increase is unending in the school of wisdom. Can I hear your amen? So there is no particular point to get to where wisdom, you have come to the end of your course in wisdom. They don't graduate in the school of divine wisdom. You only make progress. Everyone is going higher this month. If that is you, let me hear your amen. No one graduates in the school of divine wisdom. You only make progress. Romans 11:33. Oh, the depth both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his ways and his path past finding out. So all we do is to keep learning how to draw more from that fountain of eternal wisdom. No one graduates in it. But you can be better positioned for greater drawing from that deep well of wisdom. Remember what I started with? Abraham Lincoln said, "I don't think much of a man who is not wiser today than he was yesterday." And the path of a just man is as a shining light, and it shines more and more unto the perfect day. And wisdom makes the face of a wise man to shine, and the boldness of his countenance shall be changed. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 2. Verse 1, sorry. Now you see, so your shining is supposed to be on the increase. Proverbs 4:18, the path of a just man shines, and wisdom makes the face of a wise man to shine. That means you are meant to be growing in wisdom on a daily basis. Is somebody catching something here? That's why I say it's about lack of wisdom. Not that it's not wise, but the wisdom way out of this situation. He needs it and he doesn't know it. Let him ask. You can go to school and get a BSc in chemistry. Once and for all, you don't have to go and rewrite it. But the issues of life come at you from different angles, and you need to locate the way out. And so he said, ask. What should you do? Ask. Now listen to this. When our last daughter was arrested by or accosted by the spirit of death, and I got to my office, I sat on my chair and I said, Lord, there must be a way out. I locked the door. And then I turned on to the spirit and praying in tongues. And then I reached out to a little book in my drawer. It was a little book. And the first page I opened to, I believe, by the arrangement of the Holy Spirit. He said, when fear knocks on the door, send faith to open it. And we discover that there is no one there. Amen. He said, what time am I afraid? I will yet trust in thee. Psalm 56. I mean, it shot down like an arrow. When fear knocks at the door, send faith to open it, and you discover there is no one there. Can I hear your amen? Oh, it came like an arrow from heaven. Not that I read it before and I needed to pick it and then review. No, it came straight. Just, Lord, there must be a way out. Tekete brotia le shanda, nezia ye shambra diya le tuzan. Thank you, Jesus. Relax yet, but I needed an answer. Time was running fast. This child was on her way into the grave. There must be a way out here. And then I picked that book, and from that book, heaven's wisdom struck. When fear knocks at the door, send faith to open it, and you discover there's no one there. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 56 and verse 3. What time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. Psalm 56 and verse 3. That was the scripture that this author was by inspiration trying to expand. When fear knocks at the door, send faith to open it, and you discover there is no one there. Amen. I met a young man in Amsterdam 2 weeks or so ago, and he shared his testimony with me that he picked the book, You Shall Not Be Barren, and discover in that book a statement I made that the dead sperm of Abraham fertilized the dead womb of Sarah and gave back to a living seed called Isaac. And it struck him like a thunderbolt, and he told his wife, our case is settled. My sperm is not dead. Your womb is not dead. Even when it was dead, a living seed still came by the word of the Lord. They had their child. I don't care where you may be today, there's a way out. Now you see, the Bible said, no temptation has ever taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted beyond what you are able. And in the same temptation, will provide the way of escape that may be able to deal with it. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 13. So there's a way out. And you can't locate the way out and still be stranded. When you locate the way out, you are out. You can't locate the way out and still be in prison. When you locate the way out, you'll be out. Somebody's coming out. If that is you, let me hear your loudest amen. Please understand that God's wisdom does not just come through the channel of inspiration. It comes largely by revelation. It is not just imparted. It comes as instructions, which illuminates your understanding on the appropriate step to take to get out. God's wisdom is learned. It's not just imparted, it is learned. And so, when you locate materials addressing specific issues of challenge in your life, or potential challenges, you pick on them and start locating the wisdom of God for an escape. Because that understanding is what gives light. And that light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. That's why the devil is constantly waging war against your access to the light of the glorious gospel. Because it puts you permanently in position of command. John chapter 1 verse 5. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And he went on and said, and that was the true light that lighted every man that comes to this world. So it's so important for us to place a higher value for divine light. Divine light is God's wisdom released. When that wisdom comes, it uproots the mountains by the roots. It overturns them by the roots. Hear what the wisdom of God said to me that day in 1997. When I said, there must be a way out, he said, yeah, there is. I am he that was dead, and behold, I'm alive, and I live forevermore, and I hold in my hand the keys of hell and of death. And I'm not holding that key in the favor of my enemy, I'm holding the favor of my own children. So when the enemy wants to strike, I stand up and say, hey, the key is in my hand. Foolish man, get up. I'm not holding the key in the favor of my enemy, I'm holding the favor of my children. So from that Revelation chapter 1, I saw in that verse 18 that the key of death is not in the hand of Satan. And we have always arrogated that to him. No! He doesn't have it. Remember, I shared a testimony with you in Abuja many years ago, 2002 or 2003. There was this child that died in the afternoon, at about 1:30 in the afternoon. And then the doctors in the hospital there confirmed the child was dead. Our doctors, winner doctors, living faith doctors, also confirmed him dead when they brought him to the premises. The woman said, I'm not burying this child. I learned this prophet is coming here tonight, during this whole night. I'm going nowhere. So they removed all the gadgets from this child, and he went to the third floor of the children's department and stay with her dead child. And nobody informed me nothing. Now, look at God's wisdom at work. Hallelujah. So, I got into that meeting. I was only going to stay there for about 1.5 hours or thereabout. And I opened the scriptures when it was my turn. Is there no balm in Gilead? At the sound of that voice, in the church auditorium, life surged in the upper room where this dead child was. No idea. The thunder of the word of life hit that death out and said, loose him and let him go. And the child came back to life. Amen. What was he doing? Believe the Lord your God shall be established. Believe also his prophets. And so shall you prosper. She said no. In the Bible last Sunday, like I told you, I think somewhere, that 2 Sundays ago, they distributed our annual prophetic focus, you know, on Eagle's Wings. And then they got home, and this woman lost her son. He said, this book says, we shall not bury any member of our family this year. And started saying all that she has learned, and started saying that first hour, second hour, third hour, 10th hour, 11th hour. The child died at 2 p.m. By 2 a.m., life came back from the one who has the key. So your life cannot be determined by any wretched witch. Your life is in the hand of God. He has the key of life. He has the key of death. He has the key of hell. Can I hear your amen? Why is the devil so hard against your access to life? Because your access to life puts you supernaturally in command any day, anytime, anywhere. And he hates that. He gave me 3 scriptures that day, and one of it was used here tonight, I think. He said, I will contend with them that contend with you, and I will save your children, and I will feed them with their own flesh and get them drunken with their own blood, so you can know that I'm the Lord. He said, leave it to me, I'll take care of it. And then I partook of flesh and blood, that through death I might destroy him that had, in the past tense, had the power of death. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. That's it. So with all of that, I was in command. Come and say command. And all I needed to do was just write those scriptures out, and I said, read these scriptures on this child. And as I read the scriptures on this child, the place was ignited. Life surged back. She got back on her feet. Somebody's breaking forth this morning. I'd like you to go with this understanding tonight that God's wisdom is land. You land, it's not just waste, not just goosing in the air and watching. There is some insights you had gathered from the fountain of wisdom. Heaven's wisdom bank, God's word, and those he has commissioned to expand them. When you locate that, thus you lose. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. So it goes about blocking our access to light so it could keep having a free day. But enough is enough. Can I hear your Lord say amen? Enough is enough. My Bible said, when your light comes, you are sure to shine. He said, and the glory of God will be seen upon you, and the Gentiles will come to your light, and their kings to the brightness of your rising. And he says, you know what wisdom says, that seeketh me early shall find me. You don't wait for the troubles to arrive. You get yourself adequately illuminated before you are challenged by darkness. So that when darkness hits, light was already there to scatter it. This is your time. Let me hear your loudest amen if you are there. Let me hear your loudest amen if you are there. And all the kings of the earth came to hear the wisdom of Solomon. How much more should we sit down to hear the wisdom of the only wise God? This is the wisdom of the only wise God. Inside this book lies all wisdom keys that we ever need to open any closed door in your life. All of it. This is a book of wisdom keys. And the keys here are master keys in every area they are directed. That's where it is. Jesus said, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. And that he lives forever. So he remains forever the light of the world. So when darkness covers the earth as it is and gross darkness the people, all we need to do is lay hold on the armor of light. Say with me, the armor of light. Yes, the armor of light is the armor of wisdom. That's the armor of wisdom. It renders the opposition helpless. It paralyzes all of the strength of your enemy. It renders them helpless. The armor of light is the armor of wisdom. Like I said yesterday, light and wisdom are equated in scriptures. It has light and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods was in Daniel. So reach out for it. The good news you should go away with tonight is this: there is no situation confronting you without a wisdom solution from scriptures. There is not one. There is not one. Thank God for prayers. Thank God for fasting. If you don't have the key to your car after this service, you have a lot of struggle to confront. Prayer and fasting become supernaturally meaningful when wisdom is at work. I don't know how long that Mary, the mother of John and James, fasted before he went to Jesus. And Jesus said, you don't know what you are asking. You don't know what you are asking. Maybe himself, James and John, have been joining hands to pray that one may sit on the right, the other one on the left. And when they met Jesus, said, you are wasting your life. You don't know what you are asking. It takes wisdom for your prayer and fasting to have real value. It takes what? Wisdom. For your prayer and fasting to have real value. It takes wisdom. There is no prayer and fasting that will make what is wrong to be right. What prayer and fasting does is to help you locate what is right and give you grace to pursue it. So when you hear people say everything by prayer, there is nothing more frustrating than that in this world. Nothing. Ever since I located God's wisdom for financial blessing, I have not needed one day of prayer for it. So there is no point praying for a door to which you have a key. No. You don't pray when you close in this service now that your car may obey you when you put the key. It has to. It's automatic. If you don't think about it, you'll be talking to your friend and be opening the car. I say, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Eh? You know, so I say, oh God, this car must open. No, it is the absence of the key that makes man, you know, a victim of struggles. The struggles we are involved in is a function of our level of ignorance. You'll never see a day when darkness will receive the authority of light. You turn on the light in your room and darkness say, no way. I've been going away before. I won't go today. No. The moment light appears, hey, disappears. That's how problems and challenges be disappearing from you from henceforth. Can I hear your loudest amen? Let me hear your loudest amen. A wise man shall hear and increase in learning. Proverbs 8 says, those who seek me early shall find me. So it's time to go seeking the wisdom of God as it relates to specific areas of our life where we lack the adequate light to gain command. Adequate light to gain command. Adequate light to gain command. So our problems, like I said earlier, are traceable to absence or inadequate light. Absence of light or inadequate light. You can't have adequate light and darkness will still be tormenting you. Let's go for it. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him. And the Word became life, and that life, that light, is the the light of man. And that light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. So inside this book is life, and inside it is light. So there is nothing you need that you don't find there. And it's positioned men and women around the world who are ordained of Him as illuminators in helping us get to where we are going. And we shall get there. I say we shall get there. Please note, no one ever graduates from the school of divine wisdom. Note that every challenge will require a search for an answer. Know that prayer and fasting is no substitute for wisdom. If someone is having a challenge at home and just say, Lord, show me where I'm missing it. Show me what's wrong with me. What's going on here? And then directs you to certain things to read or to listen to. And you go pick them up. And say, Holy Spirit, help me locate what my problem is as I listen to this tape or read this book. Help me, Lord. And if you are very sincere, it will lead you straight to where the answer is. In no time, you start laughing. So I've been this stupid. And then you are out of it. This month is going to be a month of strange answers for you. Yeah. Only those who ask questions are entitled to answers. You will find answers this month. Yeah. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ, rise to your feet, everyone. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. So inside that wisdom is hidden our glory. So until that wisdom is at work, our glory cannot be revealed. God has packaged the glory of his church inside that wisdom. The wisdom of God in a mystery, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. 1 Corinthians 2:7. So the color, the beauty, the glory of your life and my life has its root in the wisdom of God at work. You don't know how worthy you are until you connect with God's wisdom. Like I say to people, if you can think enough, what you have is always enough. If you can think enough. If you can think enough. He gave them a talent each in Luke chapter 9. And one of them made 10 out of one. One. Another one made 5. Another one made 3. Another one said, I buried it. You are moving to that realm. Lift up your two hands to heaven. Lord, direct me to where the answers are waiting. To every bugging question of my life, direct me to where the answers are waiting. Direct me to the things I need to know, where they are. The books and the tapes that carry the answers to the bugging questions of my life, direct me to where I can find them. Holy Spirit, help me to locate the answers as I find them. Pray that prayer over your life. Pray it with confidence. Direct me, Lord, to where the answers are waiting. Direct me, Lord, to where the answers are waiting. Direct me, Lord, to where the answers are waiting. Direct me, Lord, to where the answers are waiting. Sekoro peredeke niado ziga yasha garadazo sekoba ede prokenetezio lero dabayata yeshungleretezia. Direct me, Lord, to where the answers are waiting. Direct me, Lord, to where the answers are waiting. Direct me, Lord, to where the answers are waiting. Glory to God. Direct me, Lord, to where the answers are waiting. Glory to the Father. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. You know, I've never found me asking a sincere question from heaven that did not receive an answer. Every time I've asked him, he's directed me to where it is, either in the world or direct me to the books to locate or the things to listen to or the past documents to cross-check from so we can pray our way into light. And we can learn our way into light. Stop guessing. Life is too short for that. Stop guessing. If you mess up 10 years of your life, what remains? Nothing. Let's stop guessing. Let's take responsibility. Let's stop guessing. Let's take responsibility. When the Lord called me to ministry, I said, Lord, who pays me? Because where I see preachers going about, and you know, to beg, I'm ashamed. Who pays me? I agree, you call me, I had you by myself. Dan, who pays me? And it took me through a school from the pages of this book. And I tell you something, I was too sure of my pay. It hasn't failed once. It hasn't failed once. I took my pay connection from here. I'm responsible for your going. I don't need your saving. Don't carry no purse, no scripts, no shoes, no money. Greet no man on the way. Lobby around no man, no matter who he is. For the laborer is worthy of his wages. And when I send you without post or script, lack he anything? And they said nothing. And I said, hey, but Thomas was there. If they lack anything, we'll have raised his hand. Hello, master, we lack. Oh. Let me tell you my mind. They lack nothing. If I asked him a sincere question, he gave me a genuine answer. And the answer is still an answer today. Why don't you ask him? Why am I stressed, even though I'm giving? He said, boy, your giving has question marks. You are not giving according to the rules of the game. Are you chaffing your giving? Are you doing it willingly or religiously? Are you being pressurized by your wife to give? Or your husband is begging you before you understand it?
And it shows you what area is the question mark in the step. And as you put it back, everything is going up. I've never had to confess, oh Lord, remember what I gave you. I've never. When you are on key, the moon is not praying to shine. It's just well positioned. The moon is only well positioned. It's not praying. Have you ever had that and the moon pray? But properly positioned and reflecting the glory of the Son of Righteousness. I tell you something, you are up flying this year. How many understand what I'm saying here? You have gone around that mountain long enough. Let's wake up. If they will not hear from Moses and the prophets, neither would they hear if anybody gets up from the dead. So there are people living today to whom your destinies are genuinely connected. Locate those fellows, locate the materials they possess, and start exploring them. You'll be up there. Last night I checked up and called for those documents from Europe and discovered that we have about 4,000 people in our workforce. How many? 4,000 human beings. I mean, and I'm just knowing. That's how much I was the one in charge. 4,000 human beings. Eh? Over 4,000. You won't fail. I can tell you something from here. You must get on this flight. And we fly by light, not by strength, not by skill, not by vigor. He said, arise and shine, for your light has come. And who are these that fly as a cloud? You are the one. Lift up those hands and begin to cause every hindrance to the light of God in your life. Everything standing in the way of the light of God in your life, begin to confront them, begin to challenge them. Begin to challenge them. Begin to confront them. Sekoro the Prokenet is here. You have gone around that mountain long enough. You have gone around that mountain long enough. You have gone around that mountain long enough. It's time to turn. 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 In Jesus' precious name. Well, let me hear your loudest amen. And I pray tonight in the name of Jesus Christ that everyone that may have any form of sickness or disease in his or her body, by the power of the blood, be free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name.
We believe you've been blessed by this power-packed message. You can fellowship with us on our weekly services, Sunday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Wednesday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Faith Tabernacle, Kilometer 10, Idiroko Road, Ota. Or visit our website at www.davidoyedepoministries.org or email info@davidoyedepoministries.org. For counseling and prayers, call 01-77-47-546 or 01-77-47-547 or 01-77-47-548. God bless you.